You're listening to KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Buked and scorned the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is Sunday, October 8th, 2016. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and I'm going to play a mix today of all tracks that are related to the Detroit Gospel Reissue Project, and I'm going to talk a bit about it. I am nearing the home stretch of this project, which is funded fully half by a matching grant from the Knight Foundation. I think I mentioned it before, but haven't really gotten into detail, but now it's finally launched. And so if you're interested, if you like this show, if you like this program, please check out buked.org, B-U-K-E-D.org. And basically the deal is that because I have this matching grant and I'm reissuing all this Detroit gospel music, I am able, because of the grant, to do some extra stuff and to pay the original artists and or the licensing well, better than when I've released other records than I've been able to. So that's really neat. And I'm just going to quickly run through what the releases are. We have the Johnson Family Singers, a record called Don't Let the Devil Ride. Their one album originally issued on Sacred Sounds in the early 70s. It's just killer kid funk gospel from a family band. Looks like we're going to have original master tapes, and I also got a really sweet copy of the vinyl from a friend, and that's amazing. And then expertly compiled by Michael Hurt, the gospel historian and musician, we're going to have Angels Watching Over Me, a Detroit Gospel Showcase. And that'll have a lot of stuff that you've heard on here before, but in a much better package. The Cumberland River Singers, the Trumpelettes, Jericho Travelers, Pure Heart Travelers, and more. Then we're going to have a record that I played a bit of, the sermon record, Reverend Jody Holmes, When I Could, I Wouldn't. Now I Want to, But I Can't. Basically, it sounds like a Velvet Underground, but it's happy, according to Sam Hooker from People's Records. And then, most likely, a live Silver Harps record. That one might change. There'll be something that's more current. And so that's going to be really neat. And mean that, you know, not all of this is tied in the 60s and 70s. And then, speaking of 60s and 70s, we're going to have a record that I'm calling The Sacred Sounds of Sacred Sounds, which is a collection of the label Sacred Sounds, which is amazing stuff. And then Brother Will Hairston, Hurricane of the Motor City, reissuing that record, but with on one side rather than the sermon, other tracks from him. And then there will be a subscriber-only 7-inch, tracks from Ruby Shelton and Mother Estella Boyd. It's an amazing little record. So the others will be available in stores or direct from me. Buked.org is where you go. And part of why I'm doing this whole spiel now and talking so much is that if you can purchase a subscription and the six LPs and the one 7-inch is $99, then if you can do it before the end of the month, then all the funds will get matched by the Knight Foundation, so it's really cool. I'm going to shut up now with my spiel and talk about the actual tracks that we're going to hear today in this show. And all of this, again, is from the Detroit Gospel Reissue Project. And first, this is the most amazing song, and all I'm going to tell you is that the song is called Detroit Riots. And I'll come in at the end and tell you everything that we heard. Thanks for listening.
The place Detroit, Michigan, in the nation's fifth largest city. The time, well, sometime early Sunday morning, July the 23rd, 1967. And somebody, some way, somehow, started a riot.
As you walk through the streets of Detroit, you can see a city being destroyed. As you
on the 24th, things got a little worse, but there's one incident that happened on the 25th that I'd like to tell you about.
There was a lady came from Connecticut, Lord Jesus. She came just for a visit, but last night was gone by. She was there at the window in the hotel, and she never had a chance.
And churches all over the city of Detroit began praying, Lord, give us peace. And the federal troops moved in, and somebody's prayers were answered. Tanks began roaring up and down the Detroit streets. Machine guns began blasting from everywhere, and a sniper would fall from a building overhead, and a body would be found in an alley nearby. But the sad part about it, there was a little four-year-old child who was caught in the gunfire. And I could hear him say, Lord, give us peace. Bless your name. And I heard the general say, we've just about got the city under control now.
Some people were glad.
Yeah. My feet are hurting. The driver told the man to move behind the curtain. Stop that Alabama bus. I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus. I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus. I don't wanna ride. Lord, an Alabama boy car. I don't wanna ride. I wanna tell you about the Reverend Martin Luther King. You know they tell me that the people began to sing. You know the man God sent out in the world. You know they tell me that the man had the mighty nerve. You know the poor man didn't have a bus to rent. You know they tell me great God he had the mighty strength. And he reminded me of Moses in Israel land. He said a man ain't nothing but a man. He said, Louisiana, Alabama, don't you see? He said, all of my people gonna follow me. You know, they tell me Reverend King was very hurt. He said, all of my people gonna walk away. They said, Louisiana, boy, you hadn't took a thought. Don't you know you broke the anti-boycott law? They tell me Reverend King said, treat us right. You know, in the Second World War, my father lost his sight. You know, they tell me Abraham signed the pledge one night. He said that all of these men should have their equal right. You know, they had the trial and Clayton Powell was there. You know, they tell me Clayton Powell asked the world for prayer. You know, Diggs went down there to go his bail. You know, they put Reverend King in an Alabama jail. Stop that Alabama bus. I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus. I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus. I don't wanna ride. Lord, an Alabama boy car. I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus. I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus. I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus. I don't wanna ride, Lord, an Alabama boy car. I don't wanna ride. You know they tell me Reverend King was the violent spy. When all the buses passing, nobody would ride. You know they tell me that the Negroes was ready to go. They had walked along the streets until their feet were sore. You know they tell me Reverend King had spreaded the word at an Alabama bus. So I heard, you know, they sent a lot of money, sent King go home. You know, in 1929, that man was born. You know, the $500 fine, very heavy. You know, the poor man was born the 15th of January. Stop the Alabama bus. I don't wanna ride. Stop the Alabama bus. I don't wanna ride. Stop the Alabama bus.
Oh! If they hear or not moan and the drop, neither shall they be persuaded to one rose from the dead. From this scripture tonight, we want to glean a thought for a few minutes from these words. When I could, I would. Now I want to, but I can't.
That's all right.
When I could,
all right.
I wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
Now I want to, but I can't.
Hey!
You notice in the subject we didn't say when I could, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
For didn't is a lesser verb.
Yeah.
It might have denoted that we forgot to do something.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Amen.
But in the subject we said when I could, uh-huh,
I would.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now I want to, but I can't. Let us know that we knew something ought to have been done.
Yes, sir.
But we were too lazy or too self-indulgent to do what we needed to have done.
Come on, preacher.
These words are sad words. They're always spoken in regret and remorse. They're always spoken on the next day after the day of pay. That we should have done what we should have.
Right.
There was somebody wrote once about people putting off today for tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow is only found on a fool's calendar.
Yes,
but I read somewhere once where it said lost yesterday,
uh-huh,
between the hours of sunrise and sunset.
Yes, sir.
There were two golden eyes. Each one paid with 60 diamond
nickels.
But no reward was offered. For they were gone forever. Lost yesterday. The people who lost the time yesterday might be found saying these words. When I could, I wouldn't.
Yes, sir.
And now I want to, but I can't.
Yes.
These are some sad words.
Yes, sir.
Let us look briefly in the history and see if we can hear these words being echoed down the corridor of time.
Yes, sir.
Or let us go back to the year of 1912. They tell me that a great ship left England on its way to America.
Oh, yes.
This ship was supposed to have been unsinkable.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to have been invincible.
Right. Yeah.
So when they left out, they didn't take precaution and put on enough life raft.
Uh-huh.
They were so sure that it wouldn't sink.
Come on, preacher.
But to tell me that when they got out in the Atlantic, that for some reason God had an iceberg there. Now man said it wasn't supposed to have been there.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to tell you tonight that there's something that man does not rule. So when it ran into this iceberg, they tell me it ripped the ship.
My God.
And then they found out that the ship was gonna sink. But can you imagine the captain, after he got everybody on board,
come on,
that was able to get on the few life rafts he had. Can you imagine him going back into his office, sitting down at his desk, listening to the screaming of the children, the crying of the women, the wailing of the men? Can you hear him saying these words?
Yes, sir.
When I could, I wouldn't.
sailing ship. The ship was saying that I must move on to another time in history. The year of 1900 and 41. When the Second World War had just begun. Adolf Hitler stretched out his paw for the European countries in the war. Didn't do it by himself, but he went out to plan. I'll play the battle called No Man Land. Hitler told the men, say you need not fear, for I myself will be the engineer. No Japanese will be satisfied pretending to be on neither side. Got him a ticket to the United States. He had the music there. He was communicating. Bible, that's the only hope we got. That hope is in Christ Jesus. Let me call to the hair. I see all our people standing outside a big building trying to get on board. Preached 120 years. We laughed at him. We made fun of him. Standing in a temple with his eyes punched out, standing between two poles. Tell me, you've been a strong man. Everybody tried to tear him down. I read that story, I often wonder, why didn't they want to be strong like Sam?
Playing for Jesus a long time.
Oh, my journey, Lord.
Oh, yeah, I've been to cry for Jesus. Oh, my.
Oh, my Johnny Love.
Mm-hmm. I better sing up for Jesus. Oh, die.
Oh, my Johnny Love.
Mm-hmm. I better pray for Jesus. Oh, die.
Oh, my Johnny Love.
Oh, yeah. I better cry for Jesus. Oh, die.
Oh, my Johnny Love.
Oh, my Johnny Love.
Oh, my Johnny Love.
I been a woody.
Oh, my Johnny Love.
I'm not tired.
Oh, my Johnny.
Oh, my Johnny
Love.
I've been a moony.
Oh, my Johnny Love.
I've been a groany.
Oh, my Johnny Love.
I'm not tired.
I'm not tired. I'm not tired. Oh, my Johnny Love. Oh, my Johnny Love. I'm not tired. I'm not tired. Oh, my Johnny Love. I'm not dead. I'm not dead. I'm not dead. Oh, my Johnny Love. Oh, my Johnny Love. Oh, my Johnny Love.
Get in trouble. deceitful too. Go behind your back, talk about you. Don't want get in trouble. Get the hypocrite from under the cover. He will call you to weep and moan. He will call you to leave a good home. God knows it's wicked than the iniquity. When you go before God, God ain't gonna know him. Don't you see? If you don't want get in trouble, get that hypocrite from under the cover.
My captain, he won't never
let you down.
If you ever need a good friend, said he'd always
be around.
Oh, somebody here want to know, who is this man that you're talking about? And what will he do for me? And I'd like to tell you, he's the man from Galilee. He died for hung him out way out on Calvary just to save
you and me.
Oh, they did, they did, they did. I know take your Bible. I know you read it. Look at Mark, the 4th chapter and the 37th verse. Jesus was out on the sea, and while he was out there, a mighty storm rose. His disciples come to him and said, Master, careth not that we perish? Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. If I had been there that day, I would have had these words to say. Oh, Jesus, he is my captain. He didn't never good friend said he'd always
be around.
Oh, he will. I know.
I know that he will, yeah.
Didn't score in the Gospel Radio Hour. That was the Johnson Family Singers, who we heard several times during this show. All of tracks from Detroit that are part of the Detroit Gospel Reissue Project, which I myself am undertaking and issuing 6 LPs and 1 7-inch for only $99, because we got a grant from the wonderful Knight Foundation, a matching arts grant. And you can sign up whenever you want. It'd be great if you sign up in the next 3 weeks, because that means that the funds will be matching. So I'm going to go back and start at the very beginning and say what we heard. We started off with The Detroit Riots by S.E. Moss and Reverend Robert Grant, Pressing On by the Silver Harps, Don't Let the Devil Ride by the Johnson Spiritual Singers. Those first two tracks are going to be on compilations, and the last track is a facsimile reissue of an LP from the early 70s. And then after that, we heard the Alabama Bus, Brother Will Hairston. And then after that, the Trumpelettes did Have You Tried Jesus. Then we heard If It Wasn't for the Lord by the Cumberland River Singers. And then Moving On by Little Stevie and the Reynolds Singers. And that's on Sacred Sounds. And there'll be a collection of record of 45s from Sacred Sounds. Then we heard When I Could, I Wouldn't, Now I Want to, But I Can't, sermon excerpt, Reverend Jody Holmes. Then we heard Running for Jesus by the Johnson Spiritual Singers again, The Hypocrite by Ruby Shelton, My Captain by the Pure Heart Travelers, I'm Saved, the Silver Harps again, I Heard a Voice, the Sensational Angelettes, Down Here Praying by the Detroit Silvertones, and once again, the Johnson Family Singers again with I Feel the Spirit. Thanks so much for listening. You can learn more about this on buked.org. I hope that my temporary lapse into, talking about sort of commerce and my own work is okay. I'd like to think it is, just because the music is so amazing, and I hope you agree. And thanks so much for